credit to the lads for one, for the work ethic and sticking to the game plan, and I think they take all the credit for that game. We're just here just to facilitate, and they've got to go out there and do the job. So for me, it's always the player at the end of the day that gets the credit. And we've just done this, we just kept it ticking this week, and again, it means nothing unless we back it up with a performance. And can't guarantee the result, but I think we can guarantee work ethic and performance, and that's what we've been working on this week and going into Saturday.
It gives everybody a lift, obviously, doesn't it, that sort of result?
Yeah, right through, and I mentioned it after the game, even the down at the office, in the kitchens, Mandy the chef, it lifts everybody. But it's important we don't get too carried away, and like we've always said, we've done the same thing, we've done the same process leading up to it. It just happens, we're a little bit inconsistent, but I think, like the players have said in the press this week, we just need to make sure we start to get that more consistency with our performance, and we'll be looking for that this week.
So it's Bristol Rovers, a team you drew with away from home earlier in the season.
Yeah, I think we should have probably had one, if not two, penalties in that one. I thought they put us under a lot of pressure late on. I think they had 15 corners in the last 25 minutes. But again, we defended resolutely. I think we've improved since then as a whole squad, including the staff. So I think we're a better unit going into this one now. And I think we can create problems. They're a little bit inconsistent like ourselves, a bit indifferent, in a good place in the league. I think if they were to be honest, their gaffer would be happy with that, coming up and get some stability this season in League One. But we'll be looking to go and upset them this week.
They're within range of you, aren't they? They're 5 points away, and you're looking obviously now to push on up the table if you can.
Yeah, of course we can. If we can get a win, then obviously it can push us into the top 10. So it'd be a great place to be. But for that, we have to make sure we put a shift in. And they can beat teams 3 or 4 nil, but they've also been on the end of some big defeats themselves. So vulnerabilities, yep. Strengths, I can see where they got goals from. Taylor's a threat. Harrison's a threat up top. But we're also a threat, so hopefully we can cause some problems.
And you've shown the home fans with the Sheffield United result what you can do now. So important to kind of retain that belief with the supporters, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, Dan. I think they just want to see energy. They want to see players who have just got a bit of desire and passion. And I think they'll forgive mistakes. But all fans up and down the country, all they want to see is a bit of blood and guts sometimes. And I thought we did that. I thought we covered every blade of grass on Saturday. We've been the same in training. I say the lads, some of the play in training right through. Even in the 21 group, when I watched them, they infuse me, which makes me want to work harder. And hopefully the fans can see that they've got a group of players who will be indifferent, and there will be some ups and downs. But anything that's worth anything in life, relationships, whether it's careers, you have to work at it. And it takes time. It's not always plain sailing. But I'll say, as I've always said, I really truly believe this team eventually will become a really unit that will threaten every week. Every week we'll try and get a consistency to our performance. At the moment, we're not quite there, but we're getting closer.
And I think in terms of the number of games you've had in charge, either caretaker or permanently now, this is your 50th game, I think someone's worked it out. Does it feel like 50 games?
It doesn't, no. It feels like 1,000. No, it doesn't. To be fair, it just the weeks just pass by. Everyone's the same. It's like, where's Christmas gone? Suddenly January's nearly gone. And it's the same every year. Suddenly somebody tells me it'll be my 14th year. So it seems like the first for me. But I'm enjoying every day. I love it. I'm motivated every day. I've got more energy now than I had last week, than I had at the start of the season. Am I a better coach from a year ago? Definitely. Am I a better person? Probably not, because I thought I was okay back then. But I think I've developed as a coach. I've developed in all areas, and I've been helped by various people. And hopefully my players have developed as well, and they can see that together. And that's the key thing. We have to stay together through thick and thin to try and be successful at the end of the day.